Let's talk about a lady by the name of Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N, Virginia. Let's talk about a Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, Broussard, B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D. Date of birth is 8/30/63. Today's 1/9/2026. Patients in her benefit period from 10/30/2025 to 1/27/2026. Virginia is 62 years old, period. She's currently in hospice with heart failure, period. Patients morbidly obese, she has core pulmonary hypertension, CKD, stage 3 renal disease, depression, anxiety, morbid obesity, sleep apnea, bilateral lower extremity edema, chronic pain related to radiculopathy, lower spine, both cognitive and functional decline over the past 6 months, period. She's alert-oriented today. Her OSAT's 94%. She has shortness of breath as far as her CHF is concerned. At all times, she belongs in NYHA class 4. Patient has a hard time walking one or two steps. Her OSAT drops tremendously despite the fact that it's at 93% on room air, period. Patient refuses oxygen most of the time. Her PPS is at 40%, bowel and bladder incontinent. Her RMAC is at 43 centimeter. Lower extremity edema is unavoidable, both related to her congestive heart failure, core pulmonary right-sided heart failure, and sleep apnea. Patient's definitely showing decline as far as her mentation is concerned, complains of right shoulder pain, itching off and on, nausea off and on, most likely related to renal insufficiency. Patient also has orthopnea, P&D, sleeps on 4 pillows. Related to her volume status, both systolic and diastolic dysfunction. As far as her CHF is concerned, given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to show decline both cognitively and mentally at this time. Thank you.